Good evening.
Good evening, Father.
Once a priest was preaching from the pulpit on the topic of sin and punishment. He shouted with fire and fury, telling his parishioners, "I say to you, all of you in this parish are sinners, and all of you will die because of your sins." And a man sitting in the church on a side pew began to laugh. The priest noticed him laughing, but tried to ignore him and repeated what he said. "All of you in this parish are sinners and you are all going to be punished." And the man laughed again. This time the preacher was very irritated and he asked, "What is so funny about it? Why do you laugh?" And the man with a smile replied, "I am not from this parish." So I would like you to know that what I am going to preach today is also for those who are not from this parish. If you think you are a sinner, then welcome to our parish. For we are all sinners. We are all in need of God's mercy. That's why we are here, right? But there is a growing tendency in the modern society to disregard sin and call it by some other name. Although sin was a strong word, the word along with the notion of sin is fading away. But the reality of sin does not disappear. It has simply been renamed. Some sins have been paraded as freedom of choice or ignorance. Sexual sins like fornication or adultery are packaged as alternative lifestyles that are perfectly acceptable between consenting adults. Abortion is promoted today as a fundamental right and ironically presented as compassion for women. How could the killing of an innocent unborn child be compassionate? The readings for this Sunday invites us to take a hard look at sin, to call it by its name and take responsibility for it. In the first reading from the book of Genesis, we heard Adam and Eve, after their fall, instead of taking responsibility for their sin, they tried to put the blame on others. Adam blamed Eve, and Eve blamed the serpent. And the blame goes on even to this day. People don't want to take responsibility for their action, for their sins. Adam and Eve were given the opportunity to repent, but they refused to take responsibility. There was no remorse in them. No repentance. In today's gospel, Jesus is accused of being on the side of Satan and of being possessed by evil spirit. You know, our Lord takes these accusations and he uses them to teach them an important lesson about the working of the evil force in the society. He warns the Pharisees and scribes against the eternal sin, blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, the very sin that he can never be forgiven. What does Jesus mean by this sin of blasphemy against the Holy Spirit? It means that all sins are forgivable, except that of someone who deliberately refuses to accept the mercy of God and denies the need for repentance. Some scribes and Pharisees came under this category. They considered themselves self-righteous and they were perfect people, but they found fault in all others and they were in denials. They were unrepentant people, and Jesus addressed to them this, that sins against the Holy Spirit, that is the very denial of the mercy of God, cannot be forgiven. You know, God does not bring anyone to the heavenly kingdom against his or her will. We have the freedom to reject God's mercy and refuse God's forgiveness. If that happens, we are sure going to hell. It is very comforting to know that in the sacrament of confession, which Jesus instituted, all our sins are forgiven, except those we do not repent of. Through this sacrament, we are given a number of second chances for the mistakes we have done, a great number of U-turns for the wrongs that we do in our life, for the wrong turnings in our life. You know, I like this analogy of that we are driving. Suppose we are driving in an unknown, unfamiliar territory. You are on a trip going to a strange place and you do not know the road, therefore you are forced to use your GPS. And you are driving and you happen to make wrong turns, wrong direction. And the GPS would always tell you, make a U-turn. And when you make another mistake, it will again tell you, make a U-turn. And it will always tell you, make a U-turn. No matter how many times you make a wrong turn, it will always tell you, make a U-turn. How patient GPS is, no? Have you ever thought of that? Whoever that GPS lady is, But I tell you, God, our God is more patient than the GPS. He gives us opportunities to make a U-turn in our lives. But we have to listen to him. Make a U-turn ourselves. The GPS cannot make the U-turn for us. We have to make that GPS, that turn. The decision is ours. But we want to turn back from our sins or not. To be forgiven, we must first acknowledge we are at fault. We must then be desirous of his forgiveness. But first and foremost, we must never give up on God, who never gives up on us. God gave humans a chance of redemption when he said to the serpent, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head while you strike at his heel. The new Eve is Mary, our mother. Her offspring, Jesus Christ, would defeat the Satan and open the path of redemption for the humanity. We are all destined for heaven. We are created for that, to be united with the Lord in heaven. And that's what St. Paul says in today's second reading. Our eternal home is in heaven. It is not made with hands, but it is imperishable. The eternal home, the house that is made for all of us in heaven. But how do we get there? We have to begin with ourselves, to begin to be a disciple of Jesus. How to live through this Christian discipleship? The beginning of Christian discipleship is conversion, change of heart. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. This was the very first message of Jesus when he began his public ministry. Are we living our Christian vocation as true disciples of Jesus? How conscious and repentant are we of our sins? And how willing are we to make that U-turn in our lives? Amen.